This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. Barack Obama ends his very high-profile world tour tomorrow. And he's been following an old adage for global politicians: when in doubt, go to Berlin.
There are some who say that communism is the wave of the future. Let them come to Berlin.
Back in 1963, President John F. Kennedy spoke with powerful symbolism in that city at the height of the Cold War, in a place that signified the bloodshed and violence of 200 years of European conflict. It can be said that Berlin in our era is a city that is defined by transformations. From a city that in 1945 resembled modern Baghdad, it became in Kennedy's time a divided city, under political siege, a place to talk about a future of freedom amidst signs of its absence.
When that day finally comes, as it will, the people of West Berlin can take sober satisfaction in the fact that they were in the front lines for almost two decades. All free men, wherever they may live, are citizens of Berlin. And therefore, as a free man, I take pride in the words, Ich bin ein Berliner.
Today there is no West Berlin, of course, and the irony of being a free man in Berlin has faded a bit. The symbolic place of Cold War pilgrimage JFK inspired became in the 1980s a place to fire calculated confrontational volleys into the Soviet Union. Here, Ronald Reagan speaks to his Soviet counterpart at the Brandenburg Gate.
Mr. Gorbachev, open this gate. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Berlin and the Brandenburg Gate have maintained their place as pilgrimage places for American leaders, but today the city represents something new. It's the symbol and crossroads of a whole new kind of Europe. It's a place that is contemporary, with a currency more powerful than the dollar and an ethnic diversity that barely resembles the Berlin of 60 years ago. A place for cities like Baghdad and Kabul to aspire to. A new kind of beacon of freedom.
20th century becomes something like a century of bloodshed. Now this century, 21st century, should be century of dialogue. Any problem have to solve through dialogue, not using force. That's very, very important.
That's the Dalai Lama speaking last May, using the gates, Brandenburg Gate, as a place to decry Chinese rule over Tibet. Tomorrow, presidential candidate Barack Obama will speak in Berlin, his pilgrimage the latest. A new kind of American politician will stand in a new kind of global city, in a Europe as much a rival as an ally of the United States. Obama wants to showcase his expertise and eloquence in foreign policy, it is said. Berlin will also want to reintroduce itself to the world.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing.
Or politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.